Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
Because we're taking calls?
Yeah.
Okay. I accept. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you.
The telephone man.
Oh, dude, you could tell, like, Samuel Randy that I was not singing the hell out of this. Like, hand gestures.
You probably
stuff,
were.
This the telephone.
Oh, man. You could tell me I was on the knee.
Yeah.
Number. I get a click every time. Damn, Victor Newman's still alive?
I don't know.
Dude, you know, when you were home from school, your mama didn't watch them stories?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Grandma used to watch them stories, Young and the Rationalist, and they go Victor Newman. Victor Newman was old when my grandma was, when I was like 3. So he got to be like 90 on
I think
on
my
Young
mom used to watch General Hospital.
Yeah, my mom used to watch this right here, right? This is right here, Young and the Rationalist.
Okay.
With Victor Newman. Old
was
ass.
It good?
I was a little kid, dog. I know, like, there was two things you didn't do. You didn't turn off the VCR.
Oh,
the
right.
Mama was recording.
Sure, got to record it.
Yeah, she's
sure.
recording at work. And you better not erase it or copy over
right.
it.
Right.
Okay. And you better answer that phone if she forget to record it. You know, it's just certain things that you, like, Young and the Wrestlers that got you leaking, man. Young and the Wrestlers got you leaking. If you messed up Mama's stories, well, you get your head knocked. Victor Newman, she played by Victor. My mama did not play by Victor Newman.
Okay. Good. That's all good information that we now all have. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Falcons have lost their fourth straight game. They are 3-6, losing in overtime yesterday in Germany to the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to talk it out. Cam is in Fayetteville. Hey, Cam.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say I think it would have been cool if the station, like, sent y'all out to Germany and y'all did, like, a show from Germany with all the locals that went over there.
That would have been awesome.
And
they ain't gonna let us go that far.
I was going to say something else, but I really forgot what I was going to say. But I think the Falcons should have won this game. They should have won the last one. And... yeah, I don't remember what I was going to say, but I appreciate y'all.
Well, they'll do that to
you. Hi, bro.
They'll do that to you,
yes,
Cam.
Yes, they will, man.
That would have been really fun. That would have been awesome. Maybe next time. Because they're going back. I mean, that's the thing. These international games are going to be even more frequent as we go along. So maybe we'll get there someday. It would have been a pretty funny thing, though, to be like Randy's grand return to Germany.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Will they let him back in?
Will they let him back in? All right, guys.
Will he get kicked out again?
I made it through customs.
It would have been a really funny promotion.
Yes, I made it through customs, guys. Okay, now let's see if they're going to let me out of this door. yeah, get the guy. Good.
Yeah, but no, they had opportunities to win the last two games for sure.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's, I don't know, like, Is it more frustrating to lose a game like yesterday than it is to get beat 34-10 by the Dolphins? Is it? I mean, they're all different flavors of for sure. But like the Dolphins one is just like, is this franchise even competent?
Yes.
And then yesterday, it's like, oh no, they've got a lot of really good players.
They do. They have good players, man.
And guys are making plays. They just don't always make them in the biggest moments, and they come up short. So again, the ones to Carolina and Miami are inexplicable.
They're bad losses. Embarrassed.
Yesterday is how teams lose games in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like that tends to be what happens.
I agree. Can't convert on third down.
But unfortunately, you don't get the benefit of that when you've lost three in a row.
Age just told me in my ear the Giants have just fired Brian Daboll.
Okay.
Yeah, because and it's crazy because I had wrote down a stat this earlier today that said they have four losses when leading by double digits in the second half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. And this is without all their players.
Yeah, everybody's either gone or hurt.
Yes. They might have the most underachieving unit, their defense. Mm. I thought they were going to be so much better.
Yeah, their defensive line specifically. Like, there's a lot of really good, talented players on that line. Yeah. All right, Ron's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
I think, Andy, you hit it right on the point that they've played good against good teams and bad against bad teams. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that? I mean, I don't get it. But
yeah, it's a good question.
They seem to play – they bring out the best of them against the better teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. I mean, they beat the Bills, who are – I don't know, maybe the Colts are the best team they've played.
Yeah.
But they took the Colts to overtime. You can hang up on Ron. We got it. The Patriots are a really good team. They were right there with them. And they got beat by 30 by the Panthers.
But we've been saying that.
Yeah. They play, why?
I don't
why
know.
Why do teams do that?
I don't know.
Play up or down.
I don't know. But it happens. You know, that's the thing about it. Take it from a guy who's been on losing teams and beat the hell out of winning teams. Beat teams that are going to the Super Bowl. It's just one of those things when it's just your day. And a lot of it, it's weird that it happens that way, but it's one of those, like, avalanche snowball effects where it just takes one thing to go wrong and you just can't overcome it and everything just keeps piling up. And then another time, you look at the Carolina, it was just their day. It was just their day in Charlotte today. It got off the rails quick for Atlanta. They couldn't get back in. The Miami loss is the one I can't explain.
Yeah.
That's the worst one. Yeah, like, what happened in Charlotte, you get your teeth kicked in sometimes. You do. But what happened to the Dolphins
at home
was the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. There's plenty to power rank,
yes.
Like we said earlier.
That was a bad one.
Yeah. But again, that also has happened in this stretch of losses. So that happened, and then you followed it by losing again one that you could have won, and then followed it again by losing one that you could have won. Mm-hmm. So the memory of that one carries over to this one and to this one, and now you've got four in a row for the second season in a row.
Yep.
And you know, it all adds up. You don't get to we don't get to separate. Well, this loss was actually it wasn't. It was the same. Awful. And now they've lost four in a row, and they're 3-6, and the season is spiraling down the
spiraling.
Denzer is on Glenwood Road.
What's going on, fellas? It's Denzel, to be exact.
There you go.
It's cool. I'm just kind of out of East Atlanta zone. I'm seeing Glenwood Road to be exact. Randy, I don't know if you remember. I saw you at Pasha on Friday.
Yes.
And I told you I was going to call in.
You did.
Speak to you, man. It was nice meeting you. And one thing I want to say about the Falcons, feel like we need more wide receiver help.
Yep.
The line can't pick up no blitz protection at all. Like I said, the play callers, I don't know if no plays going across the middle. No seam routes or anything like that to be creative. Like I see other offenses like the Rams, the Chiefs, and the 49ers, etc. So I hope you can get better in that area. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Denzel.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's nice meeting you too. I mean,
they threw it over the middle.
They
more.
Threw it over the middle more. They did. We asked for it. They threw it over. Yeah. They did. They did. They weren't very good at it, but they did.
It was one big one to Pitts late.
Yes. Was that? Oh yeah. You're absolutely correct. But I think it's always easy to point out. Not every team has everything, you know. But when you have like the players that you were naming off, they got veteran quarterbacks that have done and seen it all, you know. And you just don't have that right now. You have a guy who is, you know, because he's not regressing because he's not regressing. What is he regressing from?
Right.
You know, he's a first year starter who you saw this from the guy that we think that a lot of people think might win MVP and Drake May. He played just like this last year. It was just like this.
Yeah.
Up, down, wow, and then, oh.
Yeah. I saw a stat this morning on Twitter that had the side-by-side between Matt Ryan's first 11 and his first 11, almost the exact same stats.
Yeah, I mean,
almost
just,
the exact
same. It just happens,
again,
man.
It doesn't make anybody feel better
now. And it shouldn't.
Because you're supposed to win this year, and he's your quarterback.
Yes.
And that's, again, this is something that we continue to go back to every single week because we talked about it in the summer was there's a lot of expectations and there's a lot of money spent here and there's a lot of draft picks here and there's a lot of this. You got a quarterback who's going to be making his fourth career start opening day.
Yeah.
That's a rookie. You're going to have a rookie quarterback throughout the season. Rookie quarterbacks play like this sometimes.
You know who would be great for this team?
Nobody wants to hear that, but it's true.
You know who would be great for this team? Brian Daboll to be the OC. He'd be freaking awesome.
Well, he's available.
He's available. You want to bring him in?
Like a Quinn Snyder?
Yeah.
Bring him in mid-season.
Let him do his thing right there.
Yeah. Because that part of it seems like, I don't know. We don't need to know who's getting fired and who's not. But like, there's no way that Zach Robinson's the OC next year.
No, but the timeline could work if Oklahoma State would just go ahead and, you know, make a hire, forcing Raheem's hand to bring someone in.
You think Zach had a legit shot?
He keeps being the favorite.
Really?
I don't get it.
Yeah, and then they keep watching the games. And then they're like, I don't know, not this week.
A couple weeks, he'd be like, they don't want him anymore. He's still like a huge betting favorite for Oklahoma State.
Really?
Interesting.
And just name it, man. Like, we're ready. They're ready. Let's go.
Good for him.
Abel Driver.
Who says no?
Abel Driver.
Good for him.
Them, apparently, at this point. Khalid is in Lovejoy. Hey, Khalid.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I feel like two things can be true. Pennants could be bad, but, you know, it's not time to give up on them. And then lastly, I don't know how much blame the special teams has been getting because they've just been terrible the entire season.
Well, we've talked about them.
They've been getting a lot.
Yeah, they've been getting a lot.
From 11 to 2.
Yeah.
I think they got mentioned. Yeah. They got mentioned first at the top of the show today because that's why they lost that game yesterday was allowing that 50-yard kick return with less than 2 minutes left in the game when you just took the lead and keep them out of field goal range. So,
irritating as hell.
It is. It's incredibly frustrating. Yeah. It's obviously the least talked about of the three phases.
Yes.
But we've talked about it a lot.
You got to freaking cover, man.
But also, I will say this. Like, we have talked about the special teams a lot because the kicker is also part of the special teams, and they're on their third kicker already. Zach Robinson is obviously in the crosshairs.
Yes.
But the special teams coordinator is going to get replaced too.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy how often we talk about
this. Yes, you're absolutely correct. He's going to be gone too.
Yeah. All right. Justin is in Danielsville. Hey, Justin.
What's going on, Andy and Randy?
Hey.
So, just something that this is a bigger picture than just what happened yesterday.
Okay.
I'll try to use this analogy if I can, real quick. If you're a chef and you screw it up in the kitchen, the night service and the menu's not going to go over well. We've made two pass mistakes in the last two drafts. When you have a plan and you'll stick to the plan, you don't have a plan. Hmm. We signed Kirk Cousins. We draft Michael Penix. Roma Dunze, Brock Bowers, Leyte Latu, Dallas Turner, Brian Murphy. Those are just a few names that got drafted after him. This past draft season, we sit here and say, all right, L.A., here you go. You can have our first round next year while you're going to go to the playoffs, and it looks like we're going to give you a top 10 pick. And we need this one player because we're going to be a playoff team. That doesn't seem to be the case. So you don't know how to gauge your team. You don't know how to read what potential you have and how you're going to go. There's just no plan. There's no organization. There's no – it sucks. It sucks.
Thank you, Justin.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes.
I mean, because the plan was Michael was not supposed to be playing.
Michael's not even supposed to be playing right
Michael's
now.
Michael's not supposed to be playing right now.
Again, this is don't mistake this as excuse making or anything like that. But Justin's right. Their plan has
their plan
flopped twice.
Right on his face.
But Mike wasn't supposed to be starting until next year.
Yes.
Kirk was supposed to get 2 years at least, and who knows what
happens. 2 years of $100 million.
Which is why it was always weird anyway in the first place.
Yes.
Like, even if this goes perfectly, there's still going to be a top 10 draft pick not playing.
Yes.
Which, all right, obviously it didn't go perfectly. Did it go as bad as it possibly could have? Maybe.
Maybe.
It might have.
Yeah.
We're in the realm of it going as bad as it possibly could have gone. At this point, because you still have Kirk Cousins. You haven't even been able to flip him for anything. He's still on the team making $100 million holding the clipboard.
Yep.
And he played a couple weeks ago, and you got beat 34-10 by the Dolphins.
He did.
So, the plan might be the worst plan that we've ever seen. It's possible. Now, I will say, the two first-round draft picks from this year are playing very well.
Back-to-back games.
Those guys are playing really
game-changing
well.
Game-changing plays. Yeah. I can't give you that. But
and it's what we've been begging for years.
But he's talking about
it,
the fact
the
that, you know, that the way the Falcons are going, they're going to have a top whatever pick.
Yeah.
And the Rams will trade that.
Sure. Yeah, they'll flip it.
The Rams are not going to pick. I doubt the Rams pick. Take the Falcons pick and pick.
Unless it's like
unless
the
it's,
fourth pick.
You know what I'm saying? Unless something like that.
I don't know. Who's the guy? Reuben Bain? Yeah. I don't know. Some you, guy that they could
you
get.
You put Reuben Bain with Jared Verse?
That's what I mean.
Good
like
Jesus Lord.
They might use it if they can get the most dynamic pass rusher in the draft. But yeah, they're not. You know, they're going to flip it. They're going to flip it, get more picks because they're a
good organization.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That can adjust from one to another.
Look at that. Look at the way we finish each other's sandwiches. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you for the phone calls.
Appreciate y'all.
Really good, as always. We'll do it again. We need about 45 minutes, and then we'll do it again. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season.
Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.